Every day as I walk by that old shanty town, where the sheds and allotments all stand, I see the old man of the land with a rake and a spade in his hand. Now he's there in all weathers, in sunshine and rain, and I hesitate as I go past. Is he happy or sad with his task? Well, I haven't the heart for to ask. The man of the earth, the man of the soil, in his lonely allotment he labours and toils. Now there's not much to do when you've turned 65, so he's turned to his garden to keep him alive. Well, I think it's his joy and his pride. 40 years at the iron works broke his will, and his back and his shoulders are round. There was no other work in the town, so they had him both fettered and bound. Then all of a sudden you've turned 65, and the gaffer says, "Thank you, my man," and the slap a gold watch in your hand, and behind you the door quickly slams. The man of the earth, the man of the soil, in his lonely allotment he labours and toils. Now there's not much to do when you've turned 65, so he's turned to his garden to keep him alive. Well, I think it's his joy and his pride. Every Saturday evening he's down at the pub, and he's sat by himself at the bar, slowly sipping a solitary jar, for his pension don't go very far. And he sells a few things to his neighbours and friends, a few of the things that he grows. But he has to watch out how he goes, for they'll stop all his pension, he knows. The man of the earth, the man of the soil, in his lonely allotment he labours and toils. There's not much to do when you've turned 65, so he's turned to his garden to keep him alive. Now I think it's his joy and his pride. Well, I cannot linger, for I must go on, for I work at the ironworks too. I started there 10 years ago, only 30 more years there, you know. The man of the earth, the man of the soil, in his lonely allotment he labours and toils. There's not much to do when you've turned 65, so he's turned to his garden to keep him alive. Well, I think it's his joy and his pride.